This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The future. Ihlanganani Midday Show Hlangene with Princess G on MUT Radio. 19 minutes after 10. It's the 13th of the 11th month of the year 2023. Ma ugutu yazalwa namhlanje. A very much happy birthday to you. I hope you are enjoying your day thus far. So, I did mention ugutu for our hashtag Making Moves Monday. We are going to be so inspired because we've got an amazing woman that is a force to be reckoned with in the entrepreneurial space. Yabo. And I'd like us to welcome her to Ihlanganani Midday Show. We have a way in which we welcome everyone on the show just so that they can feel very important. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I present to you Uvuyisile Panza. Hi. How are you? Ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila. So before we speak about you, ngiyabuza phela, because yabo, I do sports, right, on MUT Radio. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, I have to pronounce ama surnames namagama abantu from different countries. Mm. Yabo. So today, I had to pronounce two surnames that were very difficult. One was Spanish, one was Latino. So the first one was Guardiola, which is Spanish. And the second one was Pochettino, which was Latin. And most of the time, because Vela, I think I am someone who struggles with pronunciation, even if it's not foreign language, mm-hmm. Foreign language names, it really butchered me, yabo. And it was very difficult. I have to learn how to pronounce these words. So I know it's a song game. We have words that we find very difficult to pronounce. So for you, Vuyisile, which word, whether it's English or Zulu, do you find hard to pronounce? I have to ask. I can't be the only one, Galo.
I can say it's entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship.
Yes, and even old Bala.
Yeah.
I remember. During the year, I had to send some Palama test. Yeah, for life schooling.
Yeah.
And then I had to ask invigilator.
Yeah.
Spelela u entrepreneurship. He was like, "Hi, bosses, siapal." So, yeah, entrepreneurship. Yeah,
entrepreneurship. Like, yeah. And I know Abanye was to come on, Vuyi. Can I call you Vuyi?
Yes.
Come on, Vuyi. Like, come on. But I bet you there are people who find it difficult to pronounce that word. Mm. Yeah, but for me, elingi kamenzima is quill. Crilicrium. Yeah, but it's got mad. I'm struggling. Yeah. So we are going into a festive season, Gesana, and one thing that is very prevalent in the festive season is definitely ukbraya. Festive season, just yeah, braya, wire. Yeah, well, but see, not even festive season. I think it's just South African culture. Tina, yeah. We love a good chisa nyamad meat. You know, pap. You know, chakalaka. So, when you are the mastermind, speaking of that, you are the mastermind of Impumelelo Butchery and Chisanyama. Girl, yes. That already means ukuthi nje. We know ukuthi siyapi for this festive season.
Thank you so much.
So, tell us, it's a very unconventional entrepreneurial space for a woman specifically, to be honest. So, why did you go into this business? And also, how has the journey been thus far for you?
Okay, thank you so much for your opportunity, Kala.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be home. This is my home.
Yes.
And I told you, yes, I'm doing my advanced diploma in marketing this year. So, kajabulo balana. What's in Kala, Njengashuti? Nguvuyisile Mpanza, I'm from Umlazi L section. Ngikhulele khona ka early. I was born in a family of business.
Wow.
So into esegazini, it's a passion. That's why ngihlezi ngisho ngithi wonke ama challenges afikayo. Sometimes ngiyazwela phela sabantu ngumuntu, but into misegazini, yeah. So for uqala ibusiness lami ngingasho ngithi ngivele ngicabanga izinto ezithu. Ngabona igap ngasekhaya oqala njengoba ibusha ika Elimlazi sikude kakhulu for we travel to ama shisanyama yabo. So ngabona igap ngathi hayi, let me do this, yabo, ngikwazi ukuthi ngilethe iconvenience kubantu bangasekhaya, but as targets bona kuphela ngoba as much as esemlazi but siya targeta nabantu basemlazi ngoba phela vele expansion iyenzeka kanjalo another thing ukuthi thina as abantu abasha abaqhamuke lokushini abanye bacanga ukuthi impilo iyaqala futhi iphele lokushini so thina ke I always say thina siwe sesithola ithuba lokuthi senze kangcono empilweni asiphinde sibuyisele emphakathini ngoba into engibatshelona ukuthi nje bakhola le busha leli if us expand sonke ngoba ngeke ngivele ngithatha umuntu mhlawumbe wakamashu ngisazo sebenza la ngoba the most expander we need ama securities we need all waiter we need what yonke leyo nto izokwenzeka la so ngasho ngithi at job creation for yes
definitely and also Sana you are a CEO so you're going to supervise and eventually you'll need people
abazopheka.
So I like how you think you really have an entrepreneurial mind because vele a business idea or vision is birthed when you see a gap. You can't really create a business if there isn't a gap.
Yes.
Yeah, but so I see ukuthi ungumuntu we business nyane and like you said isegazini lento. So now let's talk about strategy. Selling meat at events, concert and also isiphingo CBD sounds like a very dynamic approach. Again, like I said, you have an entrepreneurial mind. Hey, now you're getting the pronunciation. So how did you come up with this strategy? And also, what impact has it had on Impumelelo Butchery this far?
Leso strategy siyasiza kakhulu ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi increase ama sales ethu and siyakwazi nokubuild i brand awareness. Ngoba ngeke i business lingaziwa mungalethi
marketing person. Yes.
So last week nje siqale ukudayisa la kamnyandu uyabo so kuyasiza ukuthi siya njonga ngisho si increase ama sales brand awareness yeah kuyasiza nje
brand visibility yeah I love that you brought in Lento ukuthi you are a marketing student sana yabo brand awareness we're talking marketing language ngegogo so it's clear that you have a knack for business innovation I mean you speaking about strategies these are things that you need to have as a business person yeah. strategize because they are competitors yabo so now for umuntu olalele avuyisile who might be aspiring ukuthi naye especially I know ukuthi it's not about gender but yes. let's be honest there aren't a lot of females that are in this particular industry yokuthi yabo they own a chisa nyama I'm sorry mhlambe mina who's not informed but I don't hear of many
yeah,
of them
yabo
so for omunye umuntu wesifazane who is just inspired right now and they want to go into this industry yabo because kahle kahle it's the industry of food and hospitality because when you grow it and expand it it will not just be a chisa nyama yabo so what would you say to them especially because Tina when we think of starting a business we always think of money and then we're like I don't have money so yeah
oqala we are Impumelelo Kitchen but we're trading as Impumelelo Butcher so eventually vele ngidila nokudla
yes like
but sangkwazi
ukwazi ukupheka oh phekisa abanye abantu
yeah gikho good but yeah I can cook but yeah si trader as Impumelelo Butcher for now so uba kule business oqala into engihlezi ngi inspiration ngathi I'm powerful futhi I'm strong and abantu abayibona aba inspiration bayangitshela ukuthi siwe hey isibindi sakho yabo uqala le business
you know
and another thing ukuthi vele ke nje uqala i-business akukho lula and njoba ngimncane hey kunzima but yeah into engisizile ukuthi i-vision angikhohlwa ukuthi why I started uyabo and I kept on praying ngiyakhuluma noNkulunkulu ngimtshethe hi God lalelayo manje sengitshele
so tshele melazi
yeah i-vision nje yes ngibo
wow I love this so much oh my goodness ngiyathanda lento oyishoyo I journey ye entrepreneurship from what I've heard from others ayilula ayikazi yabalula and I feel like mina ke since you spoke about uNkulunkulu so you're giving me permission to also add on to what you're saying as umuntu okhola I believe with anything enkulo yenzayo it's never going to be easy you'll be fooling yourself if you think it's going to be easy it's never going to be easy but as long as you have God by your side it will just be successful yabo but again like uVusile said you just have to really be brave enough to pull through Okay, we're speaking about Nkulunkulu, we're speaking about praying. What would you say has been your biggest breakthrough in this journey of Impumelelo Butchery, or rather Impumelelo Kitchen? Yabo, something that happened, it was really an answered prayer. Was the most memorable moment of your journey as an entrepreneurship that is young, that you'll never forget?
Ngingasho ngithi eh njoba ngihlela ukuthi awokuthandaza kuyangiqinisa, and it's not easy ukuthola amanye ama opportunities like on Fridays siyadayisa kwezinye indawo, ukwazi nje ukuthi ngiki overcome wonke ama challenges. I think that's the breakthrough ngoba I give up. Yes. Ngihlezi ngisho ngithi ukgive up is not an option, never. So yeah, I try by all means ukuthi ngiface leyo challenge, yeah, bese nje ngiyadlula.
Bese yadlula. I love that energy. I love that energy. God's strength. It's a Monday. God's strength. That's what keeps you going, because now you're like, there's so many challenges. I should have given up by now. Yeah, as we wrap up, I just want to ask Google team, without you giving us too much away, of course, is there anything exciting in the near future for Impumelelo Kitchen that we need to know about?
Yeah, we're looking at expansion. Expansion as a business. Si offer ishugu lokhlukene. Goba si bega ma customer pambili kahle kahle, ama customers needs
whatever they want.
Yes.
So customer goes right.
Siyafuna ukuthi abacelayo sikwenze, uyabo, ngoba umuntu esinyama ufika umuntu athi nina inyama yokuthi, nina inhliziyo, nina in. So siyazama ukuthi simithe lawo money ethu, yeah, for expansion ukuthi si relocate endaweni eyiningi nje, yeah. Yes.
Oh man, I love this. I love it. Progressing, growing, becoming better, keeping in mind that the heart of our business is the customer's needs and the customer's wants. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. Vuyisile, we'll be on the lookout for that. Thank you so much for sharing your inspiring journey and words of encouragement of ukuthi kuba nzima but melu benenkani, yabo. Melu benenkani. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on Ihlanganani Midday Show. And I have to say this. It's World Kindness Day. Businesses have learned to try CSI in the future. In one sentence, is there anything that you're thinking of particularly that you would like to do for maybe the community? Anything that you haven't maybe mentioned now that is promoting Lendio unity and kindness? No, ma, it's just for now because the business is still a baby. Leo creator imisebenzi.
For now, ngasho ukuthi we inspection. Another word. Expansion yami.
No, collect. It's not our first language.
Imagine safuna nje ukuthi si focus kwi job creation ngoba
that's the biggest thing you need to be honest.
So lapha, I feel like that's the start. Ngoba umsebenzi ayitholakali, so nanokuthi ke si inspire, nanokuthi njonga ngimncane ngikwazi ukuba inspirisha abantu, especially youth, nokuthi ube independent, nokuthi ukwazi ukuqala into yakho ethiweni. So yeah,
definitely that is great enough. Thank you so much again, Vuyisile Mpanza. So I'm dedicating the song to you, ne? I'm dedicating the song to you. Where can people find you on social media if they want to connect with you?
Okay.
Your business, perhaps, yeah.
Yes, we have a Facebook page, Impumelelo Butchery and Shisanyama. And then they can reach out to me, Vuyisile Siwempanza, on Facebook as well. Number is 081-7469-871. Yeah, that's my personal number.
Okay, thank you so much. So as I was saying, I'm dedicating this song to you. It's Zoe Modiga, Uthi Inja. Listen to the lyrics of the song. She speaks about how Inja inenkani. But
this is an MUT Radio podcast.